Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We're doing the live Saturday episode. Phones are open as they always are. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. Join us at 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And I'm Kevin Kickass.
Kevin now.
Yeah, I'm like the captain's meta alter ego. And I
meta alter ego,
yeah. And I learned English
with a regular alter.
I learned English exclusively by watching Keanu Reeves in both Bill and Ted and Point Blank.
Point Break.
Break. Bro,
sorry. I don't believe you.
Welcome to the program. So you guys haven't been here throughout the week, and obviously there's been a bit of an invasion happening over the last week in
Aliens?
Ukraine. Although some would say it's not an invasion, depending on which side of the propaganda that you believe.
Yeah, the United States government, right?
Well, no, the U.S. government was saying it's an invasion.
Oh,
the,
so it's an invasion when somebody else does it, but not when they do it.
The Russian government, however, is saying they're just there to back up the separatist regions, or the secessions, if you will, the folks who have declared independence in the Donbass region of Ukraine.
And I sort of don't believe either of them.
I don't either, and I know you said Pekles, you wanted to talk about the Russia situation tonight, and that's been sort of my overarching message this week, is why would anyone believe any of these war propagandists?
The only thing that I liked hearing about any of the Ukraine-Russia thing that's going on. Everything that I heard is like, this is horrible, this is bad, this is horrible, this is bad, all the headlines I'm reading and if I'm skimming articles or whatever. But the one thing I heard that I enjoyed was that at some point, some folks were handing out guns to regular people.
Oh, yeah.
And in Ukraine.
And I was like, finally, somebody proves my, I've said this a billion times, probably here on the show too, that like, if an organization known as government really cared about its people defending themselves, it would hand guns to everybody because, you know, War 101, whatever that is, whatever that manual says, the first line in it should read something like, the most indefensible places on planet Earth are those with a heavily armed populace.
Sure. Look, unfortunately, it's a little bit too late to hand out guns to everybody because you're giving guns to a populace.
It is never too late to hand out guns to everyone.
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying, but the fact is you're handing out guns to a populace that has that many of them have never held a gun before. And so while it's not complicated to fire a gun.
I mean, you know, put yourself in the position of an invading force. Mm-hmm. Would you rather invade a citizenship that does not know how to use a gun and does not have a gun, or a citizenship that does not know how to use a gun and has a gun?
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad what they're doing. It's just too little too late because you've got people here who've never held a gun before in their lives. And I'm not saying it's complicated to learn how to fire an AK-47, but having some experience is preferable to zero. And what percentage of their population has experience with weapons? Only those that have been in the military or the policing service.
I get what you're saying, but still, if I'm some of these Ukrainian people and, you know, I can't withdraw cash now, right? Apparently, Bitcoin is going for a premium. All the cryptocurrencies are going for premiums over in Ukraine.
Even the government themselves, the government gang in Ukraine, is asking for Bitcoin donations.
Wow, interesting.
They're putting up Bitcoin addresses publicly on Twitter.
I saw that there was also a corresponding potential bank run happening in Poland as a result of this. So somehow the Russian banking system is tied to Poland, and so the Poland ATMs were running out of cash.
Interesting.
It's all tied to this kind of thing. But if I'm these Ukrainian people and I'm facing an invading force, and sure, I've never held a gun or fired a gun or whatever, but I'm sort of at my wit's end. My choices are fight or flight. Well, if I haven't flown by now, that is run away from the, you know, be a refugee.
If you're a man up to age 60, they're not letting you out.
You know, so then I'm going to take one of these free guns, and I'm going to find the nearest guy who looks like he knows how to handle and be like, hey, dude, can you show me the thing? And
yeah,
show me the thing. I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to put up a fight. I'm going to go out fighting. So I hope that's what the attitude of the actual people is.
And of course, that presumes there actually are Russian troops in the streets to fight with.
That's
mean,
true.
So far, as Cyprian, who's a former host of this show, used to know him as Vin Armani, points out here on his Twitter that, you know, he thinks this is a reality show. And that whole thing is...
A huge part of this absolutely is a distraction. So, I mean, like, for one thing, the biggest part of this is they must distract us from the real fight. The real fight is humanity versus the autocratic dictators of the world by whatever color they are.
And that's not what's going on here. This
right,
is dictator
right.
versus dictator.
Exactly, exactly. This is exactly like American politics. So do you want the horrible dictator on the left or on the right? Do you want Coke or Pepsi? I mean, they're both poisoned, but which one do you want?
Is it like the next WWE match?
They're both calling each other. Both sides are actually referring to the other side as the Nazis.
And they both actually have a point.
Yeah.
Like, each of them, from their perspective, are partially correct.
Sure.
I mean, like, one of the things that isn't talked about much is that America specifically caused the coup to overthrow in Ukraine and significantly empowered their literal Nazis.
Yes.
Like, the grandchildren of the actual Nazis themselves, who hold fascist, nationalist, racist ideologies.
Great. Now we've got grand Nazis.
And so Putin is saying one of the goals of this whole operation is to denazify Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. So, that part of it is true. Now, but he has a lot of other reasons to be moving into this.
Sure.
I mean, for one thing, like, geographically, the Ukraine is... That whole area there, that whole Ukrainian area, it's the opening of the European plain. And basically, all of the important parts of Russia are on this huge flatland that is impossible to defend. But you can defend it in western, the western Russian area, mm-hmm. if you push far enough to where the mountains are, because there's only this one pass to get in. And that's a big part of why he wants Ukraine, is because he can stop people from moving into Russia if he has Ukraine. And he can't stop them if he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And a big part of this goes back to 1990.
Like NATO troops,
exactly.
For
in 1990, they were promised in Russia that there would be no expansion of NATO.
They lied.
And NATO has expanded and expanded and expanded.
Whoa.
And we've watched the American leadership make promises. Oh, we promise not to bring Ukraine in. And then you see them making moves to bring Ukraine into NATO. And, I mean, NATO should not exist.
But North
because
American
the Soviet Union's gone.
Terrorist right. organization?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same idea of, like, imagine if there's this... there's this gang that has formed specifically to take out your gang, and then everyone in your gang runs away except you. That's basically the situation that Russia has right now. Like, they are seen as the remnant of the Soviet Union, which is what NATO was formed to fight. Which, you know, to be fair, they ran the Soviet Union for the most part. Like, they were definitely the biggest player in that. But okay, so you have this anti-Russia gang that is slowly expanding further and further. I can see why they would be concerned. So
sure.
That's part of this. Another big part of this is, like, Russia is an oil country. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah, 12% of the world's oil.
They produce more oil in Russia than in Saudi Arabia.
I thought it was higher than 12.
That's what I read earlier this week.
I mean, like, Germany and Italy are both getting half of their oil from Russia.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of countries further east that are getting 100% of their oil from Russia. Russia is a petroleum exporter. That's their whole thing. And these massive finds of petroleum deposits have been found both offshore and in the land of Ukraine. So that's a big part of this, too, is that Russia is trying to move in so that you don't compete with it.
Hmm. If you want to weigh in on this, the number is 603-283-6160. The other thing that, you know, as we pointed out, don't believe any of this propaganda. Have either of you guys seen the images of the Ukraine president all suited up with camouflage and a helmet and like a flak jacket?
No, I missed that.
And the posts are, you know, saying things like, unlike the coward who poses shirtless with bears to make up for his fragile masculinity, Ukraine's Jewish president is on the front lines fighting for his people. This is a leader! And they show him in, like, a military helmet and like, in a trench or whatever. The images were taken in 2021. This was when he went to Crimea to tour the border when there wasn't a war going on. So you can't believe any.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
here. Live Saturday show. Open phones, as always. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio tonight.
Here.
Glad to have you. By the way,
I thought you were taking a roll call.
Bitcoin.com is not government school, Captain.
Thanks, man. I had a flashback. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Right now, you've got more government people than ever embracing cryptocurrency, which is not an endorsement per se, but it's an unusual situation that no one would have foreseen, I think, just 5 years ago. The idea that there's a legal tender now status for Bitcoin in El Salvador, that Ukraine is now asking for donations in cryptocurrency. In the midst of this situation out there.
It's what I love about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, you know, Monero, all of the cryptocurrencies, is that it doesn't really matter what these government thugs do, right, and these bankster thugs do, because whatever they do only pushes people more towards cryptocurrency.
Indeed. And the fact that they are embracing them is an acknowledgement of their independence, right? Because they know that they can't be touched by any other governments of the world, their little crypto stash, for instance.
It does fundamentally change what we're doing, because before the existence of Bitcoin, all we could do is sit and complain about what they were doing.
Right.
But now, like, because we know, obviously, they don't answer to us. It doesn't matter who you vote for. That isn't going to change anything.
Now
we have a real alternative.
Yes.
I mean, like, if you're really devoted, come out here to New Hampshire. But if you just want to put through just a small amount of effort, use cryptocurrency.
Independent infrastructure is what it is.
But you do need to learn about it first. There is a little bit of a learning curve. Some new concepts that you need to understand, like decentralization, blockchain technology. Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general there.
I read a thing today about a Ukrainian guy who's can't get into his bank account or whatever, and he's got no cash, and so all he has is cryptocurrency. And he was like, crypto's going to save my ass.
I saw that post. Yeah, he had escaped, I believe, to a different country
yeah.
and was unable to use any kind of credit cards there, but no problem to use Bitcoin.
So instead of him being, you know, a penniless refugee
right.
from a war-torn area, you know, whatever, he's got some means now thanks to this new technology that governments can't control.
Yeah, really important.
This is what it means to have uncensorable money.
Yes. Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and get the latest news headlines anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about the war propaganda. What is, well, it's hard to really know because we're not there. And the strange thing, as Cyprian points out on his Twitter account, is where are all the videos of the fighting? Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked to Galena, who called into the show last night from Ukraine, or at least purportedly. She had a Ukraine phone number, sounded Ukrainian to me, and she said she's not hiding in the basement. Like a lot of the reports when you see on the mainstream media, the Kharkiv residents hiding in basements. She says she does know of people who are doing that, but she's just sitting in her apartment. But, you know, if she says she had the internet, because we asked her, do you have access to the internet right now? She says it was down temporarily within the last 2 days, but it came back, and they've had internet since then. So there's no reason why there shouldn't be videos coming out of firefights and whatever, you know, battles are purportedly going on that
right.
the mainstream media wants us to believe. And I'm not saying those things aren't happening. It's just that we should be deluged with those sorts of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And those aren't coming out.
Everybody's got the magic rectangle in their pocket. I don't care where you are, even in the Ukraine.
Yeah, and a lot of the people that are showing videos of things happening are showing footage that did not happen in the last week, that happened over the last several years in various different parts of the world, including Ukraine.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to know at a glance that what you're looking at is actually, you know, legitimate.
The more I think about it, the more it feels like, and I was mentioning it in jest earlier when I said, is this like the WWE where the new match is coming up? It's a lot like where they used to talk to the managers and or they'd have the separate interviews with the wrestlers for the big match.
Mm.
And they talk about, oh, I'm going to give him a big down, blah, you know, that kind of thing. And you
right.
meet the manager,
brother.
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing, brother. The Ukraine is going down.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing. That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's absolutely in the best interests of the banks and the World Banking Organization to do this, because one of the big things that was about to be about to happen, and I talked about this briefly when they had the emergency meeting that we're not allowed to know what the what happened in it, but they'll eventually make an announcement. So what was going to happen is next month in March, they were going to finish off the Federal Reserve's tapering, and a huge thing is they were going to raise the basic interest rate. And, like, that is huge news in the entire financial market, because absolutely everything is set on this 0 to 0.25% target interest rate. Everything is based on that. So if you shift that up to 0.25% to 0.5%, like, everything starts to get really, really shaky at that point. Like, you can cause major crashes in, like, the housing market or the student loan market or things like that. And they were at the point where, like, they'd said they were going to do this to fight inflation because people are scared about that. And this is really the only thing you can do to fight inflation is to bring up that rate. And, I mean, they were caught between a rock and a hard place with, like, well, we said we were going to do this, so we have to do it. If we don't do it, then they'll know that we aren't trustworthy. And if we do it, then it's going to cause this massive chaos. And what a convenient thing. Oh, well, we were going to do it, but then war broke out.
Yeah.
War broke out, so we don't have to do this like we said we were going to do, because it's an emergency.
Which people have been predicting, by the way. I mean, ever since the COVID thing sort of started to seem to get a little repetitive, people were saying, what's next, war? You know, something else has to distract people.
It is predictable because, well, let's see, you've, locked down planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
right? You've established this campaign of fear regarding a glorified cold, right? A virus that is, you know, I mean, by all accounts, over. You know, it was a bad case of the flu, different version of the flu. Yeah, it killed some people, but historically, everybody's going to forget about this and be like, really? We made a big deal of that?
Well, speaking of lockdowns, Ukraine is on lockdown right now. So
I mean,
which way is it?
Now that we've gotten used to lockdowns, we can do it.
And also crippled infrastructure around the globe, right? We still have, you know, problems getting goods into ports here in the U.S., and I imagine that problem exists elsewhere. We've seen many nations debasing their currency, you know, that kind of thing. So, like, when you do all of these things, you got to get out of it somehow. And historically, the way for nations to get out of all of the other bad crap that they do to their people while they're in power is for them to go to war.
But here's my question about the lockdown, right? They're saying their citizens are under a curfew. I heard a report, I think it was on the news, for at least the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you wanted your people out fighting. I thought that you were handing out rifles. So which way is it? Is there a curfew and a lockdown, or are you supposed to be out in the streets defending your country from the invading Russian horde?
Yes.
Defending yourself from the Russian horde.
You want government to have, like, a coherent message?
Well, how do you defend yourself from a non-existent horde if you're out in the streets? That's why we got to lock you down.
Well, right, and how do you take video of the supposed invading Russians and all the fighting going on if you're forced to be inside your house? I mean, you can look up window, I suppose, and where are all the window footage of the fighting going on? The number here is 6. I've seen some footage of missiles running into buildings that probably, you know, they shouldn't have, but who shot those missiles? We're told it's the Russians. How do we know that? The number here is 603-283-6160. I can't believe
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is announcing it's loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. The new recommendations uses new metrics that place less emphasis on case counts and give more weight to hospitalizations as a key measure of risk, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. CDC officials said the agency will continue to recommend that high-risk people wear masks for their own health and that people who are sick with COVID-19 should wear a mask regardless of whether they're in a low-risk area. Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for three counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment, three of which entered an adjacent unit where a pregnant woman and her 5-year-old son were sleeping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Ukraine and Russia and the lies, lies, lies.
I crane, Ukraine. We all crane for Ukraine.
So many lies. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is
here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, actually calling in on our SIP line, which is very unusual because we almost never talk about it. But it is there for those who wish to use
SIP
it.
What's SIP with that?
SIP stands, I don't even know what it stands for.
Session Internet Protocol.
Nice. Can tell you who's the telephony guy.
Telephony. telephony.
Tell someone real.
So
who is it, Ian?
It is a service that is free to use. It allows you to call in via any basically internet-enabled device, and you can call long distance for no charge, basically, which is pretty cool. And that's why Alex is calling in from Vancouver. But if you want to learn how to use our SIP line, you can go to sip.freetalklive.com. It's sip.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a step-by-step instructions to get that set up. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Kia. So, as I said, I'm originally from Ukraine. I moved to Vancouver like 15 years ago. I just want to maybe, I don't know, you talked about propaganda from like Ukraine and Russia, and I absolutely agree that it's always from two sides.
Mm-hmm.
Just the only thing that, you know, it cannot be denied that Russia attacked right now. So it's offensive from Russia. And, you know, from the past, any dictator or whoever invaded other country, he never said that I am going to invade because I want more land or whatever. It's always like because they protect, they want to liberate some people, they want to...
Which is what Putin is saying, that he's only there to protect the Donbass region who had declared independence in 2014. When did you leave Ukraine? How long ago?
Oh, it was in 2006, so it's been quite a while, but I still have my parents there. It doesn't look really nice.
What are your thoughts on what happened in 2014 where you had the Donetsk and Luhansk regions declaring independence, supposedly? Do you believe that that was, you know, legitimate? Were there really enough people there voting? That whole situation, what are your thoughts on that?
In my opinion, you know, at the gunpoint, everyone would vote, you know, as you're told to vote. So it's...
Are you saying those people were under duress at the time?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was some military definitely support from Russia on one hand, and it was a bit, from what I know, that, you know, when it started, everything, so it was kind of Ukraine... It was always a little bit, but it was a tension between East and West parts. Mm-hmm. And historically, West part, you know, inclined towards Western, like United States, Europe, etc., and Eastern part towards Russia. And then it was this revolution or coup, it depends which side you are.
Yeah.
Technically, those couple regions, they started, they didn't want to take, Western course, and they started what Ukrainian government called coup. So it definitely wasn't a voting, as you would imagine what happens in United States or in Canada or anywhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It was already some military people there. And, you know, it's not a really, you know, voting.
But you did say that the people on the east side of Ukraine are more allied with Russia. So it doesn't seem unbelievable that many of them might want to vote to not be part of Ukraine anymore. Does it?
Yeah, it's possible, of course. It's not like I'm denying that. And definitely it's, at that time, maybe it was some in that. It just, when you have military involved, it's kind of hard to tell about any type of freedom or anything like that. So it was working.
Is it true that since those independence movements started in 2014, that the government of Ukraine has been attacking the separatists in those regions? Do you think there's any truth to those claims?
There is some truth on it, but it's actually what those separatists, they wanted to take more territory. So in the beginning, Ukrainian troops tried, they defended. Ukrainian troops tried to retake back, this territory which they don't agree to give independence.
Well, the Ukraine government, of course, is not going to recognize the vote. They're not going to recognize the independence movements there. So you're saying they did move troops into the Donbass region?
They moved troops. Okay, it was a part of Ukraine, and it's still officially part of Ukraine.
Sure.
So it always had military.
I think Russia still considers Georgia part of Russia, don't they?
Yeah.
It's probably, I don't know what they... Yeah, but I wanted to say that those separatists, originally they took a portion of Luhansk and Donetsk regions.
Yes.
But they wanted to move west a little.
Mm.
So they kind of started taking more land.
I see.
Then in the beginning, Ukrainian army just defended. Then Ukrainian army started a fence operation. Then Russia supported those separatists, so it got back So it's it was like moving this front line between. So it's still not the full. It's like two regions, Luhansk and Donetsk regions. They are not completely under separatist control. They were not.
What are you hearing from your family, your friends that are still in Ukraine right now? I mean, what are they telling you?
Okay, so it definitely doesn't look that it's gonna, you know, end soon. Mm-hmm. And my family lives in the western part of Ukraine. It's Lviv, which is closer to Poland, to Polish border. So. They're more or less safe. I want to take them back here to safety. It's like just my mom and my wife's mom. But like I still talk to friends and it's not, okay, west part is relatively safe. Mm-hmm. The rest, like Kyiv, it's under attack right now and there is fighting between Russian army and Ukrainian and, yeah, nobody knows what it will be next.
Indeed.
I did know.
Indeed.
5 hours.
Just another question. Since you're in Vancouver and you are in Canada, that's the westernmost big city in Canada. Any thoughts on the truckers, the freedom convoy up there, the crackdown on freedoms that Canada has suffered under the COVID regime? What are your thoughts on that?
Personally, I support Freedom Convoy, and I believe, nice. Like, whatever, you know, personal decision about your health, it's your personal decision. It can be stupid, it can be smart, but it's nobody business.
Do you feel like Canada is more free today than Ukraine, or that, or at least prior to the fighting, that is Canada less free than Ukraine was when you left?
It's really... You know, it's very different.
Sure.
I cannot even compare. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Alex, for calling in tonight.
Yeah, great call.
I really do appreciate it.
I love the international flavor that Free Talk Live takes on from time to time when these things happen.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, we had a lady call from Kharkiv last night, which is the second largest city in Ukraine, and it's the one right next to the supposedly independent area, so there's definitely it's definitely a hot zone. Thank you, Alex, again, for the call tonight. Feel free to update us as things develop. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, phones open here. You can join us 603-283-6160, and you can take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday episode tonight. You've got Ian,
Peaceful Mountaineer,
and the Captain.
603-283-6160. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to say thank you to Brian Simmons, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS Patreon that we set up a few months ago. Thank you, Brian, for helping us out there at the silver level, which means $5 a month to the AMPS Patreon, helping us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live to get the ideas of freedom into more people's ears all around the country and around the world. Once again, you can head on over to amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our Patreon. You can get signed up with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account, whatever is your preference, and you get some cool perks. So once again, thanks, Brian, for that at amps.freetalklive.com. We go to Jerome. Been too long, Jerome, since you called in. Jerome is on from South Carolina. Welcome back.
Probably because I was pretty angry and, you know, pretty upset about my mom passing away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that, man.
It's not easy to talk, you know, when you've been depressed.
Okay.
So, but I kind of was watching something the other day on Court TV. And this guy is a cop. He was 26 years in law enforcement and security. And he shot a guy in a movie theater about 8 years ago because the guy threw popcorn on him. I mean, he'd been... He kind of kept after the guy until the guy got angry enough to throw popcorn on him. And he pulled out his handgun and shot the guy in cold blood.
Jeez.
And he was on bond for 8 years. And then they finally had the trial. And it's like not the 12 on his jury, but like six people.
Mm-hmm.
And they watched this cop, and they watched his lawyers get up and tell lie after lie. I don't know how the man's widow could sit there and, you know, listen to that, not just like go over and just knock the living hell out of that old man on the witness stand when he was lying like he did. Because he said he felt threatened. He felt his life being threatened because the man threw popcorn on him. He instigated the whole thing because he was trying to get the guy thrown out of the movie theater because the man was texting on his phone trying to keep track of his daughter who was being taking care of by the babysitter while they went to a movie theater.
They established this quite some time ago, Jerome. I call it the magic shield of deflection, where they just go, I feared for my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Not guilty.
Well, now, what was the result in this trial? You said it was a jury, so what did the jury come back with?
Well, he was up for, second-degree murder and possibly manslaughter. Because he not only shot the man, the man's wife was, trying to stop everything, and he shot her, too. But
jeez.
He shot her in the hand. You know, he could have blown her finger off, they were saying. And he got away with that.
He was found not guilty?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeesh. He didn't start the man's wife. And what did she do except, try to, get in between all of that?
And where did this happen? Was this in South Carolina?
No, hell no, man. We got enough problems in this state with people.
Where was this one?
This happened in Florida.
Town
in Florida.
Wow.
8 years on probation. I said, I'm starting to think maybe the reason I don't understand stuff like this because I'm not white. Because if this was a black man that shot a white man like that, I don't know how the hell you would get out of that, unless you were really somebody famous and powerful.
Well, the dude's a cop.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with his race. This has to do with he's a cop. The reason that the rules do not apply to him is because he's part of their system.
Yeah, I mean black cops get the cop privilege, too.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, it's nothing to do with his race. He's a white cop, and he shot at a white man. White people get away with killing each other, too.
You gotta be careful about
it. It has nothing to do with his race.
You gotta be careful.
It has nothing to do with his race. It has everything to do with his position as a cop.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he was a black cop who shot a black person, but he was a retired police chief, then the same thing would have happened.
They get away with killing black people too. Remember George Zimmerman?
They get away with killing everybody. They're cops. They have no accountability.
Oh, they have accountability.
No, they don't. Come on. You should know that by now.
There is zero accountability for police in this country. You know it.
All right. How do you hold them accountable, Jerome? How, specifically?
Like those cops that murdered George Floyd. That's how you hold them accountable.
The only reason those cops had any punishment whatsoever is because there was enough public outrage at that. That was a one in a million conviction. Most cops, 99% of them, 99% of the cops who are accused of and did shoot or kill somebody or beat somebody or set somebody's house on fire or whatever other horrific thing that they did, they usually walk away and most of them voted and they don't get any kind of real punishment whatsoever. They get a pat on the back and a medal in a lot of cases.
Covered a story last week, Sunday. About a cop who... Hang on, Jerome. Covered a story about a cop who upwards of 500 people will either be released from jail or otherwise the charges against them will be dropped because one cop began lying and planting evidence. And so now all of his cases that he's been involved with for his entire career are tainted and a whole bunch of people are about to be set free because he abused his authority, and that's what they do. They're put in a position to abuse their authority. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, striped, I don't care. If you're put in this position and you must act in an authoritative way, you will do bad things. The system itself is corrupt.
I'll tell you what, that cop, he's just the one that got caught.
That's right.
There's other ones doing the exact same thing, they just haven't gotten caught.
Exactly.
Because it's their buddies that are running the department. So the odds... he must have crossed somebody. He must have done something to somebody in the department. And they said, I know about this guy. I'm going to let it loose what he's really doing. And they ruined his career.
You can't hold these people accountable. It is not possible. There is no viable way to hold them responsible.
Jerome, what do you think about Ukraine? Have you been following that situation?
Man, look. Putin's been a bully for a long time. The people of Russia... those are some of the weakest people on the planet because they allow themselves to let this man get so powerful that he can do things like this and there ain't a damn thing they can do about it. I don't know how this guy survived.
Well, sure, they could do something about it. If they didn't want to do something, if they didn't want to go along with what Putin wanted, they could just refuse to follow his orders, not join the military, and refuse to deploy. Right, like so. Yeah, clearly, well, there are enough people in Russia who support what Putin is saying, and that they—I don't think they had to draft these men.
And what exactly is it that Putin's allowed to do that Biden isn't?
Oh, don't start using the same
way of judging two different leaders.
Let me tell you something.
They better never put
me and you in a room. Yeah.
That's not very nice, Jerome. I thought we were going to have a beer today someday when we met you.
Not that guy.
Not you.
Okay?
Sorry.
He's a clown. He calls Fauci a mass murderer. Ever since he said that, I'm not listening to anything you say because you're a fool. Okay? You can't argue with a fool like you. You're a fool and a liar.
Hey, if you had an argument, I would love to hear it.
Name calling does not qualify as an argument.
That's what he is. He called a man a mass murderer. He's a fool.
He's certainly a dog murderer.
I'm not calling him a name. I'm saying he performed this action. These actions led directly and knowingly to the unnecessary deaths of an unbelievable amount of people. That makes you a mass murderer.
What you're saying there is, just to be specific, you're talking about how Fauci was involved in helping fund the Wuhan research?
In suppressing all of the effective medical interventions that we could have made. I mean, what more do you need exactly? Like, I would like to know whether he specifically was the one that, like, whether his department created COVID-19. I would like to know that, but that's not something we even get to investigate. And certainly, I can say without any shadow of a doubt, we know that they suppressed these effective medical interventions. So all of the people that could have had their lives saved instead of pushing a vaccine, they are dead because of his knowledgeable actions. That makes you certifiably a mass murderer.
Well, whether or not he invented or cooked up the COVID-19,
yeah, whether or not
we know that that he absolutely murdered a bunch of dogs. Right? That happened?
Nope.
You can't murder a dog.
You can only murder a human?
Yes.
Okay.
How about killed a bunch of dogs?
Horrifically.
Yeah, tortured to death. You can do that to a dog, and he sure did.
Jerome, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Just because, you know, Jerome calls in with all sorts of great logical and well-thought-out arguments all the time.
There's more coming up here. You can join us. Hour number two is on the way. I think we're going to talk about the World Economic Forum coming up here, and there's a bunch of other stuff, too. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour 2 coming up. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.